The Way of Salvation and of Perfection by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Part 1, Meditation 20. The Patience of God for Sinners. The more we have experienced the patient mercies of God, the more we ought to be afraid of continuing to abuse them, lest the time of God's vengeance should overtake us. Revenge is mine, and I will repay in due time. God will put an end to his forbearance towards those who will not cease to abuse it. I give thee thanks, O Lord, for having patiently borne with me, though I have often betrayed thee. Make me sensible of the evil that I have done by abusing thy patience for so long a time. Make me sorry for all my offenses I have committed against thee. No, I will never more abuse thy tender mercy. Commit this sin, you can afterwards confess it. Such is the artifice with which the devil has drawn many souls into hell. Many Christians, now in hell, have been lost by this delusion. The Lord waiteth that he may have mercy on you. Isaiah 30:18. God awaits for the sinner, that the sinner may be converted and obtain mercy. For when God sees that the time which he allows a sinner for doing penance is employed only in increasing the number of his offenses, then he waits no longer, but punishes as he deserves. Pardon me, O God, for I desire never more to offend thee. And why should I delay, that thou mayest condemn me to hell? I fear indeed that now thou canst no longer have patience with me. I have indeed offended thee too grievously. I am sorry for it. I repent of it. I hope for forgiveness through the merits of that blood which thou hast shed for me. The mercies of the Lord, that we are not consumed, because his commiserations have not failed. Lamentations 3:22. Thus should he exclaim who finds, in his confusion, that he has frequently offended God. He should be most grateful to God for not having offended him to die in his sins, and be most careful not to offend him again. Otherwise, the Lord will reproach him, saying, "What more could I have done for my vineyard that I have not done?" Isaiah 5:4. God will say to him, "Ungrateful soul, if thou didst commit the same offenses against man, who is viler than the earth, verily he would not have borne with thee. And how great mercies I have exercised towards thee! How many times have I called thee, and enlightened thee, and pardoned thee! The time of punishment is at hand, the time of forgiveness is past." Thus has God spoken to many who are now suffering in hell, where one of their greatest torments is the remembrance of the mercies which they formerly received from God. Jesus, my Redeemer and my Judge, I also have deserved to hear the same from thy mouth, but I hear thee now again call me to pardon. Be converted to the Lord thy God. OC 14:2. O accursed sin, which has made me lose my God, how much do I abhor and detest thee! I turn my whole self towards thee, my Lord and my God. My sovereign good, I love thee, and because I love thee, I repent with my whole soul for having during this time that has passed so much despised thee. My God, I desire thee never more to offend thee. Give me thy love, grant me perseverance. Mary, my refuge, succor and help me.